Record. Just hit record. Well, before we started recording this this extended version of the Ramblecast After Dark, I threw my hat in the ring for to name the prior episode. I think it should be Thanks for the Memories.
Yep. I think it should be Scott Milk. I think it could be make it simple.
That's so old school of you, Jack. I mean, like, how, like, I mean,
all right, got human milk? Is that better?
So welcome to the extension of the RCAD, and if you hadn't listened to the first part, then maybe you won't get the
getting off the whole milk topic here.
Okay, you know, let's do it.
The other day, it was the 40th anniversary of the Miracle on Ice.
Oh, wow.
40 years. Now, Matt obviously was born back then, but Chris and Nick, you weren't even born then.
I was developing.
Yeah.
That
was probably about the size of it.
Because that happened in what, January 80?
January 80.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would have been a kumquat.
Yeah. One more year and I would have been born. So,
Miracle on Ice. Matt was like, what, 13, 14?
I think you're I was three. Thank you very much.
Because when Al Michaels said, "Do you believe in miracles?" Matt said, "Yes, yes." And then he went and had a big tall glass of milk, right?
Jeez.
Hey, did you know that
40 years? I just can't believe it's been 40 years. But go ahead.
Yeah, didn't they get some shit today too? Apparently, they showed up at a Trump rally.
I thought it was Pence was there or something like that. Oh. I don't know. Either
I read some article headline, which
those guys for most part can't do anything wrong in my book.
Well, unless you like eat other humans or leave your kids in Idaho while you go to Hawaii.
Well, but they didn't do that. So is that what you're accusing them of doing?
I'm accusing them of bringing the.
I don't think Michael Ruzioni left his kids in Idaho.
Okay. No.
I could be wrong.
You still I could be have wrong. Those fucking birds going off, and you're like,
"What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? You want me to move? Can we move? Would that make you feel better?"
It's know, Jack, frogs. You think all that new soundproofing you have in your room would have drowned them out?
Well, it's not the windows. The windows aren't soundproof. So,
yeah.
Well, next step, man. Next step.
I definitely had an old man moment today, which to me is just my road rage, but.
Old man, take a look at my life.
I'm a lot like you. I person ahead of me was putting on their brake lights on a green light, anticipating the yellow light, and that will piss me off quicker than anything.
I'd get out and kill them.
Yeah, but you could see like they were slowing down already because the light had already been green for a long time, so they were expecting the yellow. So they were already hitting their brakes before the yellow even hit.
That's not an old man moment. That's justified rage.
It's justified rage. But yeah, but it's just one of those moments where it's like, just let it go because you can't do anything about it other than looking like the crazy person that's either behind them or beside them going, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You know,
I find myself as the old man, you know, I don't drive as much anymore. I have no patience. People are they're just fucking. I mean, they're on their cell phone. I really want to pull over the side of the road and just beat the shit out of them.
They took away your license because you couldn't pass the test anymore, right?
Maybe that could be it. I was at, what's that store, Wegmans? What's that big store that I find that we have one here?
Excuse me. Can you tell me where your human milk is?
You know, the Indy 500, the winner gets a big thing of milk.
I was going to mention that. I will.
What kind of milk do they get?
High octane.
Just like AJ Foyt getting like a, anyway.
It's Tom
but
Brady.
I'm at this store and it's like a day at Disneyland. This place is like, we went on Saturday. The thing was like, it was packed. The problem is you have to have patience. You have to have patience there because people, you know, people are just.
I wish I had a screen.
People are rude, right? Am I right?
People are rude because they interrupt your fucking stories with their stupid jokes, right?
No, I don't care. But I'm just saying, I'm there, And my wife tried saying, my wife actually said, I don't think we should bring you on a Saturday anymore. I said, because these fucking people, they're on their phones. There's no, there's hundreds of thousands of people at this grocery store. I mean, it's a great store. I mean, it has everything there. And the food is excellent. I mean, they have, but people are standing around with their heads up their ass. I'm taking my shopping cart and kind of moving them out of the way. I felt like Dale Earnhardt for a while there, except I didn't crash and die.
So who's that person?
Oh,
I'm too young to know your references, old man.
Yeah, I know you're not. But I don't have the patience for people like that anymore. I just don't. I don't have it. Rude people. Here's the deal. If you want to sit around with your head up your ass or go on your phone, pull your shopping cart to the side and let me pass through without having to be a dick. I should only have to say excuse me once.
Are they looking up like apps?
No, or no, apps, no, like no, coupons no. They're just on their store phone. They're on Twitter. Oh. It's not just that. People look, because it is, it's a huge store. I mean, it's mammoth, this store.
So is it like mammary mammoth or like?
I don't know if it's that big.
Okay.
But it's a big fucking store. And it's funny though. I did go, where is the milk? We had to buy milk and I couldn't find the milk. I go, shouldn't the milk be over here? I did say that. But they have great bakery. My wife spent $17 on cookies. That's not counting the cookie she got for her granddaughter that was the Cookie Munster, which was $3.50.
Were they grandma's cookies?
No.
They are now.
She goes, wow, I spent $17 on cookies. I go, why the fuck would you spend? And they were really good cookies, though. I will say this. They were good cookies. I mean, everything there is excellent. But it's
grandma's secret recipe.
It is, but... Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that. I just throw that out. If you don't have a I thought I was saying it right. Wegmans.
You got it.
Yeah.
But it's Wegmans. Got. Yeah. They had tons. I mean, tons of employees. I told my wife, I go, if this, they put a few more in town. I go, your local, Food Lions and Kroger's are going to go out of business because.
Well, what was their yogurt selection like?
I didn't go to their yogurt selection. I didn't go there. I couldn't get there. It was so crowded.
It was extra thick.
Well, it's human yogurt. If it's human, it'd be thinner, wouldn't it?
I don't
depends know. On the age, I guess.
I think we're heading into some uncharted territory.
We're going back to art class here. We got to cut this shit out.
But you know, just trying to derail the show again.
No. I'm actually legitimately wondering. Okay, go ahead. I'm wondering what Nick is going to say.
I was actually going to talk about something normal for half a second.
Yes.
Because Jack was talking about.
Fucking talking about a store. Why?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to bring it back to the stores because you're talking about like they go out of business. Go, because I grew up with local grocery stores, and then we got a Kroger, which
you cut your own chicken.
No. Well, I mean, it's just mom and pop grocery stores, and then we got a Kroger, and then Super Walmart got put in, and then that drove that one kind of out of business. But I remember, like, the first time I went to, like, a Publix, and I was like, holy shit, this is a fucking grocery store. I know what you mean. But then, like, you get something like a Whole Foods, which the prices are so much more than, like, a Kroger. You're like, well, yeah, I might go to, Whole Foods for, like, this item and this item, but I'm still going to go to Kroger. It depends on what you want to buy.
There was a woman there explaining to her daughter about the cookie cost. Are you sure you want this cookie?
They got to learn how they get made.
The girl would pick out a cookie, and then she would probably talk her out of the cookie instead of just being the adult and saying, no, this is the cookie you can have. You can have this cookie right here. I'm not going to sit here and spend 35 minutes blocking the cookie aisle. And she's blocking the whole thing. She's blocking. I'm looking at my wife. My wife goes, excuse me, I know what cookie I want. Can I get in there and get the cookie?
No.
But then she told me, she goes, that's what it was. The mom was trying to tell her, giving her life lessons. Well, that cookie's expensive. Are you going to eat that cookie? Is that cookie worth that price? The kid was 5.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry. This is the cookie you're going to get. We're moving on. Either give the kid the cookie or pick the cookie for the kid. The kid's five. You're just dashing the kid's dreams about, you know, it's like, I want this cookie that's $3. No, you can't have that cookie. Well, if she couldn't have that cookie in the first place, why are you letting her try to pick the cookie? Am I right? No, am I wrong? I'm the bad guy
here. Yeah, you are the bad guy. No, you're totally.
I'm the bad guy here. Pick the cookie for your kid. If you don't want the kid to have the $3 cookie, give her the 50-cent cookie.
And that was just only at the Girl Scout booth.
You want to have your life moments for your kids, your teaching moments for your kids? Come on a Tuesday afternoon when there's only like five people in the store, not on a Saturday where there's 100,000 people in the store.
Well, I won't say anything. What I wanted to ask,
say it. I bring it on. Say it.
What else have you guys been doing?
I didn't think so. You people from Indiana are all talk.
Okay, no parent is just sitting around at home like fucking thinking, oh, geez, Jack's not there. I better go to the grocery store now. It's the middle of the day on Tuesday. It's real quiet.
It's not just Jack. We live in a society where we didn't wake up and I was the only one alive. We're not Chuck Heston and the Omega Man. There's other people want to shop and do things. So if you want to explain to your kid, do it on a day where there's not a million people in the store.
Well, what you do is you'd be like Chris. You take them to the dispensary with you, and then and then when you come out, the Girl Scouts are outside the dispensary, and you teach them about supply and demand.
So yes. Overpriced cookies.
Yeah,
I bet you that mom would say, "Do you really want to buy these Thin Mints?
They're
$4.50 a box.
It's two.
Are you gonna enjoy those?
It's two for $10, but you can buy four for $20."
Yeah, well, I don't think so. Do you want to buy those cookies? Are they $5 a box?
Yeah.
It's really? Cool. Holy shit.
It's no actually, I didn't $5 a box, but if you buy four, I think the fourth one's
free. No wonder I walk by them like I can't.
It depends on the cookie mom, I think. Like this
$5 cookie. A box.
What cookie mom cookies? Is just giving the shit out for free.
Like. No, I think whoever's the troop leader sets the like what they can do, what kind of deals they can make. Because there's one in my office that's her deal with her troop is.
It's so three. She's high. Like Monty Hall.
The fourth box.
She's high. Yeah, she's high.
Yeah,
well, that's not how it works all over.
She's like Monty Hall. She can make a deal.
I'm just. Any other Girl Scout parents out there? Send us some feedback. Let us know. Comment in the Jay and Jack, post or whatever about this episode.
You really think people
whatever the case might be. I'm just saying that this mom is off a rocker for giving away like a fourth for free. That's coming out of her pocket. I don't know how she's doing it. You know, she's
cooking the books.
To the Girl Scout.
She's cooking the books.
Well, you can't really cook the books because you got to pay all of that stuff's accounted for.
You blame it on another Girl Scout.
No, that's not going to happen. I'm just saying that all of this cookie. I've
you
seen
charge, you charge eight bucks a box and then have the same.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the case.
I didn't realize there were $5 a box of cookies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At least, aren't they?
Wow.
Are they more than that?
No, they're five.
Yeah. Really? That's the going rate. So, but.
Yeah, like I said, like the only thing that made me mad, because usually, like, I think we talked about this once before. Like, you know, if a kid walks up to me and says, like, hey, I'm selling whatever, like popcorn for the Boy Scouts or cookies for the Girl Scouts or whatever, most likely I'll say yes, because the kid, you know, that's the whole point is to get kids engaging with adults and learn them, you know, how to be responsible and generate money for their whatever. And
so all these companies exploit kids to sell their stuff.
Well, they do, but like it's just, you know, you want to support like these kids and whatever they're doing, you know, the band or whatever they're in. And but you know, last time I did that, I was outside the grocery store, the Boy Scout, Cub Scout. I don't know if they had a Cub Scout. It's like, you know.
Save me.
Yeah.
no, the comment and Chris as well. But yeah, like the kid was like, "Oh, would you like to buy some popcorn?" I was like, "Sure, give me that box right there." And he's like, "Oh, that'll be $25." I mean, I was like, "That better be some damn good popcorn, kid." You know, like, because shit, I was like, $25 for some popcorn.
For popcorn, it's like I'm not at the movies.
Yeah, and that's because it was just like an herbal. It wasn't. I mean, Orville Redenbacher box. You know, it wasn't him, but it was the Boy Scout version. You know, of like
I thought you said oral.
Oral, yeah, oral
popcorn. Yeah. I mean, it is the Boy Scouts, dude. I'm just saying. Hey,
the BJ's extra, man.
Oh,
I was going to write that in the chat, by the way, but this is
you didn't. You said it out loud.
I know.
And we recorded it.
Did I say that out loud? Usually I put those snarky comments in the chat.
Like Homer Simpson over here.
I did when I was a kid in Little League. I won a aluminum bat with my name on it for selling the most Tootsie Rolls. It was like a Tootsie Roll bank thing, and had most. And I went door to door, and I sold the most Tootsie Rolls, and I never used the aluminum bat. In fact, it's been out. The bat has actually been outlawed. Was outlawed a few years later because it was the one. This is how old I am. Aluminum bats first came out. It had the rubber handle with the rubber thing on the back.
The dildo.
Exactly. The kid swung the bat one time and the thing came off.
Oh.
Hit somebody and killed the pitcher.
Oh, shit.
So they outlawed that bat. But I'd never used the bat's up in my attic. I'd never used it.
Right. It's a collector's item.
I still have it.
Could be your retirement.
You have a murder weapon. In your house,
I have plenty, but I'll go up there one day and take a picture of it and share with the audience my bat. This is Jack Leveler. Oh. Had the rubber tip on the front and
has your name on it. So yeah, it's
right. Yeah. When I first started, we had wooden bats.
Oh,
so we got the aluminum bats.
Speaking of rubber tips and aluminum bats, have you guys watched the Lego Masters show?
Yes,
I have not watched it.
I thought we talked about it.
You and did you? Did you?
I think, I brought it up.
Yeah. I hadn't seen it yet, but I've watched the three episodes that are out right now.
Yeah, because I recorded the first one and I waited a couple of days before I watched it because I thought it's reality TV. Even though I love Lego, right. I was like, how good is it going to be? And then I was really pleasantly surprised how good that show is.
You know, my kids were over the moon about like the Lego create area, like they just want to go to that studio and just make
these are people actually using their imagination. It's not,
it's teams, yeah, it's 10 teams, but these teams are, I mean, these people are really good. I mean, they've probably been doing it their whole lives because I mean basically they're just given a concept like here's your task and here's so many hours you have to do it, go. And you know,
so it's like the cake people and the cake shows and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They have to make shapes and they have to have ideas behind like an actual concept and using moving parts, and it's just like
really,
and the fact that like they can think of this and then execute it within just a few hours is mind-blowing.
When you say a few hours, it's basically over
like
10
people from 10 to 15 hours.
There's a couple on there, the two women, there's two women groups, but there's an older women group and the one woman with blonde hair that's like I loved her. I don't want to say anything about that, but I like every time they show her, it is hilarious. You look at her facial expressions; she's always like "hey" and "oh," and it's just. I wasn't rooting for her. I never root for that team, but every time she's on screen, I am just laughing my ass off, and so is my daughter.
She was trying to be.
Are you laughing? Are you laughing at her or laughing with her? She's just over dramatic and she's over.
Well, she's just trying to be Paula Deen. She's from Arkansas. She has this really big, you know, response, but it's like a big blonde hair do. And I'm sure she's very capable of doing Legos, but her ideas just aren't that good.
So she's just a hanger on her. She's just a.
You gotta watch the, you know, at least watch the first show.
All right, I'll watch it.
Think the first episode's at least fun because to see what they make and see the different teams and what have you. Some of the teams they don't actually introduce fully in the first episode. They save it to the second episode because you're like, wait, this team didn't get an introduction. I want to know more, and they kind of saved some of that.
So does someone get eliminated? What happens is that
I don't want to say like everything that happens in the first. Couple episodes.
You can spoil me. It's fine.
I don't want to spoil the listeners. I mean, there might be somebody at home that's like got these recorded.
I don't think anybody cares.
We'll just say yes. Some teams are eliminated.
Yes, there you go.
That's boom. All I need to hear. That's all I need to hear.
There's another show that involves teens creating something.
Yes,
I don't know if you guys have saw this or not, but they're looking to make a reality show. I think it's a reality show about a group or groups of teens. Remaking the Goonies.
Oh yeah.
Oh
really?
Yeah. It's like a. I think the way it's being promoted is it's supposed to be like a. what was that?
Nothing. I'm still listening.
Matt's got some special effects going on.
Yeah. That's definitely some weak ass.
So it's young actors who are competing.
No, young for filmmakers. They're trying to recreate it. Yeah.
Oh. But they're kids? They're young?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, there's a lot of there's a lot of really weird logic with the Goonies, but it's a kid's movie, so it makes sense. But like, you're like, One-Eyed Willie got trapped in this rock. You know?
One-Eyed Willie.
Yeah, and instead of just digging a tunnel to get out of the damn rock, he decides to build booby traps and tunnels.
Booby traps, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Spoiler.
Yeah. Oh my God! Movie's 25 years old, Jack.
I don't know.
I mean, 35. Sorry,
35. Someone could have recorded it, and they didn't see it. Mm-hmm. You just ruined it.
It happens to be my favorite movie of all time.
Yeah. Did you see the Monster Squad?
Yes, the Wolfman does have nards.
He does have nards.
Yeah. I've never seen Monster Squad.
So for everyone out there, Goonies came out in 85, and it's a classic. About a year or two later, there's another movie called The Monster Squad that was trying to be like the Goonies, but not quite there. And it's the same premise, though. A group of kids who are really into monsters, and monsters invade their town. And you watch it as an adult, you're going to be like, what the hell am I watching? But as a kid, it was badass. You should see it, Jack.
It was good.
I will rush out to see it right now.
I'm sure you will.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch it.
What other things have you guys been watching? Because I was kind of saving some of the media stuff that we
I finally started watching Succession season 2.
Oh, okay.
Excellent so far, but Kendall, man, I'm only 2 episodes in, but he's a downer.
Kendall's the oldest son, right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you just wait. You'll find out.
Well, I know.
I know Chris and I finished season 2, so.
I know there's probably a twist, but it's been – I'm only 2 episodes in so far season. I don't know why it took me so long to watch it, but it's pretty intense. I mean, you got to go – the head – what's his name? Roy? What's the dad's name?
Roy.
Roy, father of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, how he
– what the hell is his name? It's not Roy.
Something Kilroy or – Kilroy.
I
think Kilroy was here.
Yeah, he was here.
Thinking of a different
person. He was, but whoever it is, he is like the biggest dick of all dads.
Yeah,
I mean, he takes his son out of rehab.
I mean, he did let his son get away with murder, but
well, you know, most rich people wouldn't do that. I mean, was it murder though?
It's at least manslaughter.
I disagree. I just say it's an accident. Fuck it.
He left the scene, fled the scene.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. I'm a Kennedy.
I started watching Lock and Key.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah, I watched it.
It's really good. I haven't finished it yet, but it's from where I watched, it's actually really, really good. What else have I been watching? I want to watch Hunters. I haven't had a chance to put that on yet on Amazon Prime.
That's a movie. Dark season 2. Season 2. I haven't even watched that yet.
The Hunters is Al Pacino.
Oh yeah,
he runs
an
underground group of Nazi killers, essentially.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to see that too. Yeah, God, there's a lot of shows I want to watch. I'm stuck watching Seinfeld.
You're not stuck. You have the mobility to, yeah, to just.
I do, but I just want to. I'm on a roll. Seinfeld got on a roll, where it just like every episode was gold. Am I right?
I understand the like sometimes you're just watching a show and you're like, okay, I want to watch the next episode so I can get to this one, and then you get to that, you know, and you just kind of
they're all gold. They're all funny.
No, I'm not like saying that one
gold Jerry than the other. The best, Jerry. The best.
All right. I'm not even going to try.
Well, try. Go ahead. Try.
I did. I tried. And I failed. Weak. I did.
I didn't get to watch it yet. Last night, Kirby Enthusiasm. I'll probably watch it after we get done here. I'm looking forward to that just because of the whole handicap thing. Because I'm hoping it's not going to be a replay of the handicap stall episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah.
But it seems like it's kind of going that way.
No, that was the handicap stall. That was on Kirby Enthusiasm.
Was that Kirby? It is. So like maybe it's kind of almost a redo of it then or something.
Yeah. But
basically, for Chris and Matt, like he gets the handicap driving sticker, you know, so it kind of gives him a license to just park wherever he wants to.
I still like the one where he's wearing a hat and he asks the girl out for a date, but he doesn't know that she's in a wheelchair, but just she doesn't want to go out with him because he's bald. she goes, well, you weren't really honest with me. She goes, what do you mean?
I do remember that. That's a good one.
And that show is golden. That show is just great. And you know, it's funny when you're rewatching Seinfeld, how many times, well, mostly it's his voice is in Seinfeld.
Mm. He was the New York Yankees. Yeah.
He's George Steinbrenner. But he's a lot of times you hear someone yell, like when the, when they were saying, is there a mean bile? He's the voice of the, yeah, he screams out a lot. It's his voice. But go ahead.
I don't think anyone had any points.
Okay, my whole point was not about Seinfeld, so nothing to add on there. But
yeah, I don't think I've watched anything new other than War of the Worlds on Epix.
You talked about that last week.
Yeah, I talked about last week, and the second episode came out. It's okay.
My wife introduced me to a show called Kim's Convenience, so on Netflix. So pretty funny show involving
who's in that?
A Korean family and their convenience store. So really
never
really,
even heard
really
it.
Funny, really funny stuff though. So worth definitely. It came out in 2019.
Oh, so it's an old show.
Yeah, it's an old show. No, sometimes you know.
Is it black and white? Is it just
2019?
Yeah, it's an old show. Is it HD?
It wasn't another decade.
Is it HD?
That's decade, man. That was so 2019. It's funny though. I mean, I didn't actually start at the beginning because my wife was watching it, so I just kind of jumped into some episodes, easy to pick up and pretty hilarious. I like the family dynamics of the show. So
I will write that. I will give that show a try.
It's not bad. I mean, again, I didn't start at the beginning, so I don't know what the pilot's like. Sometimes with comedies, the pilots are sometimes not the best. It's like a couple episodes a in, you know, things start to really cook. So,
yeah. Chris, where are you at in the Clone Wars?
I haven't watched anything since last we talked. To be honest with you,
he blacked out.
Yeah. Probably that's all that.
You see where Friends is coming back?
It's not a show reunion. Though. It's a reunion. They're all getting paid. They're getting paid $2.5 million each to have a catch up.
It's like one of those real world reunion type shows.
It's not even. Is it going to be an actual show or is it just going to be them hanging out?
It's just them hanging out, like the actors hanging out talking about the show. It's not even going to be them in character.
Because they're moving it to HBO, right?
It's going to be the HBO, you know, the other extra paid one, which is bullshit.
But I thought they're taking Friends off Netflix and putting it on HBO now.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
It's been on HBO Max.
I refuse to pay for HBO Max. That's where I'm drawing the line because I already pay for HBO and I'm not paying another fucking $15 for another fucking thing.
Yeah.
The line must be drawn here.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you, Nick.
Yeah.
Because my daughter looked it up. She's a huge Friends fan. They get $20 million a year on residuals.
That's incredible.
The cast of Friends does? Holy shit.
$20 million. Each cast get member because it makes over $1 billion a year.
That's a lot.
And they get so they get $20 million a year.
Wow.
Now, Seinfeld gets like $90 million a year. I think Larry David gets pretty much the same.
That's insane.
$90 million a year for something. I mean, it's never off the air. I mean, Seinfeld will go. It'd be like I Love Lucy, and it's you so have like Friends. Like,
yeah, it's so weird.
But you have Democrats. But you have shows. You have shows like Gilligan's Island, Brady Bunch. Those people get nothing.
Oh, really? Nothing.
Yeah. Well, that was a different decade, you know. And
yeah, the only one is Sherwin Schultz gets for those shows because he was the producer. But the actors get nothing.
That's bullshit.
Different times.
It's like, you know, like the worst contract. I think to this day still is like Aerosmith's contract because they only get 25% of everything, touring, albums, everything. They only get 25% of everything, and then that split after taxes five ways.
So I would say I'm not touring.
That's why they still tour is because like that's the only way they can make money. You know.
Yeah, they're playing Fenway this year.
Yeah. Like, God, can you imagine though? Like, you know, for every $100, you know, you take in, you make 25 of it, and then you split it five ways. It's like,
well, luckily we have a better contract with this podcast.
Yeah,
right? We do have a better contract with this podcast.
We're like on the members of, we're like on the same level as the actors from Friends.
Pretty much.
You got to give the actors from Friends credit because they all stuck together. They all went and negotiated this, and they all said, look, either we all make the same or we're done.
Yeah.
And they all made like I think they were making at one point $1 million an episode, but each one of them was making $1 million an episode.
Each one of them, yeah. I mean, but you think about it, though, like all of them were basically no-name actors, though. Matthew Perry and a few things and Courtney Cox, and that was about it.
Right, but at first they were all different pay scales.
Yeah.
But then once they got – the show was a hit – they all I mean, you don't see that with shows very often because there's egos involved.
Hmm.
You know,
I think we have
one here
similar, or like they basically negotiated contracts together as a collective or something. What are you guys laughing about?
I heard that, Jack.
Thank you.
All right, that went right over my head.
Well, no, you said something and then I think you interrupted and I didn't hear it. But...
Fine, sure. Go ahead. Make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you. I know how you get.
By the way, for those that are annoyed by the Friends and their you know, weird conglomerate to have a reunion talk, which I think is kind of bullshit. I mean, just do a show. Just like let's see where they are now.
Well, someone was telling me it because they're friends and they've moved on. I go, but they're not friends anymore. Why can't we just have a show where Chandler and Monica have some kids and
Joey, something happened with him in the mob because he was out in LA and then like he's gonna go, you know, I mean, you can make up some bullshit story and like
Phoebe OD'd on something because she was, you know,
clearly Ross and Rachel did not hold it together. Like they didn't even
they
should be together to begin with at the very end. Anyway, fuck that bullshit.
He was with the IT girl because they were on a break.
Yeah.
I know I mentioned it last episode, but I have been thoroughly enjoying The Office Ladies. Funny.
The Office Ladies.
The Office Ladies, yeah. The podcast.
Oh, the podcast, right.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Very funny stuff. And if you're enjoying The Office, they have guests on all the time. And
Why don't you invite them on our podcast?
No, they're way too big for us. So You invite him, Jack.
I'm not the one bragging about him.
I'm not bragging. I just said I enjoy their podcast, and if you don't like the, I'm not reading that out loud. If you enjoy The Office, you should definitely check it out. I know that JP had mentioned it as well as Eric to me. In a message.
I thought you didn't like JP.
I love JP. I love him. He's like a He's like a brother I never knew from another mother I never accepted.
Mother's milk.
All right. We need to end this so that one of us can get to sleep. He's had a long weekend, a very, very long weekend.
I did want to tell, can I tell a cute story with my granddaughter?
No, the story would have got cute.
Oh man. Does it involve Girl Scout cookies, milk, or anything of that we talked about?
No, nothing like that. Nothing. So today she's sitting on the couch. She's standing on the couch. And I always tell her, Ava Rose, sit down, sit down, sit down. You can't stand on the couch. I don't want you falling down. So every time I told her, Ava Rose, sit down on the couch, she'd walk, go over and give me a kiss on the cheek. Mm-hmm. I say, no. You have to sit down on the couch. And then she'd give me a kiss on the cheek. I said, okay, I love you too, but you have to sit down on the couch. She goes, no. I go, what a little manipulator you are.
Jesus. And she never sat down, right?
No. Well, finally, I did. I take her legs out from under her.
Jack equals fiddle. Thank you very much, Matt, for that comment in the chat. It is exactly right.
Playing you?
Okay, Ava Rose.
I try to be tough, but she's just like, I go, you're just too smart. She's just too smart for her own good. I just like, I go, what a character she is. But that, I just thought it was funny because I was telling my wife the story. I go, she just got you wrapped around. I go, I know. I just, because she's bouncing around. I go, do not bounce on the couch. Papa is getting angry. This is Papa's angry face. You don't want to see me when I'm mad.
I think you had about as much effect on her as I did with my student that I was like, hey, don't bring in your dildo.
I'm telling you, you can't hold the syllable. You have to print it or you're fucked.
Jin is slowing me down. Okay. And on that note, don't let your granddaughter bring her weed grinder
to your house. I hope not. I will put my foot down.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're embracing the Southern double names there, Jack, with the
I didn't name her.
Ava Rose.
Ava Rose.
You gotta start doing it in the Southern accent. Ava Rose.
Ava Rose. I do that sometimes. Ava Rose, will you knock it off? See? Like today, she likes dried corn. Well, she likes, if I get cornflakes, she'll come over and we share them back and forth. But then she likes the dried cornflakes. So she's like, Eve. So today she thought it was funny to pour them all out and kick her feet back and forth like this. I go, what are we doing here, Ava, with the cornflakes here? What are we doing? Why are we making more of a mess? And so I swept it up. Of course, my kids, I would have been, what the hell are you doing? It's just different. Mm-hmm.
Ava Rose.
Well, you know what they say. Ava Rose has a thorn. No, wait. Every rose has a thorn.
Ava Rose has a thorn. Yeah. It took you a whole podcast and an extra one to come up with one, Matt.
No, I just was like, I couldn't really think under this pressure here. So,
what pressure?
It's a lot of pressure to perform. So with you guys, you know what? I do enjoy hanging out with you guys every week. It's such a fun part of the week where we get to kind of hang out and shoot the show.
And actually, I'll be honest with you, I do look forward to it.
So
we don't make fun of you. That's that you know of. you think you got less crap before you're the producer? You think that's it?
No, I don't. And I'm not the producer. I just push these buttons. That's all
you
I
are
do.
The producer. Matt, I don't like it. It's been like 10 years. Why do you keep denying it?
Because you can't contain your birds, okay? Your birds and your frogs, or whatever you got going on over there.
And the producer.
I can't lay claim to that.
Well, someone said, Matt should, Nick should come over and take their legs off.
Someone said that? What?
someone said that because they're like frogs. Why? Or something like that. Like,
oh, frogs. Oh, yeah, because Nick was eating frog legs. Yes.
They're good.
Reference joke.
I highly recommend.
On that note, we should really finish this up so that someone can get to bed and touch his memories. So, his memories. And touch your mammaries.
You just fucking stole my tagline. It's literally right the fuck here. It's
that's
my name. Still,
that's a good job. Right. That's a good job, Chris, because I still can't do, there we go.
Like, for those who can't see, everyone can't see us at home, but we have our names, and I have Thanks for the Memories, which is going to be my outro. I'm pointing at it right now. And, of course, this guy.
Oh, you got it right. First try.
Yeah. No, I did one of these.
Oh, okay.
for the record, Nick's name is Jack's name is Milk Me, and my name is Milk Milk Lemonade. So there you go. If you were wondering, now you can all rest assured that all of our names were put out there. We don't always say the names, but we do like to thank all of the patrons.
You should mention everything was in the chat.
Oh my god!
No, that's okay. Yeah, that is why I only buy my weed from kids. Anyway. Thanks.
Great show, kids. One in a million.
Ah, fuck you, Jack. Taking my
milk on this episode for all it's worth.
There you go. Anybody else have anything that they want to say?
Shouldn't we thank the patrons?
No, we did
that. I guess we can.
Are we supposed to? Again, I don't know.
I don't remember.
We thank all the patrons.
Thank you for everybody who can hear us.
Yeah, all five of you.
All the patrons. We already thanked the special patrons, and if they want to know who they are, Tacker, and thank you.
Wow, you really fucking nailed it in now, aren't you?
I did. So
certain time you just go fuck it. I don't care anymore.
Great show, kids. One in a memory.
You're really milking it.
I want my milk and cookies from my grandma.